This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Tell me a little bit. You talk about hard work. Hard work is good, which we've heard that before, but tell me your personal experience with hard work and why it's so important.
I think the context for when I said that was I think it's okay to do your time. If it's not time for you to start a business or you don't have the right idea at the moment, go to work and allow another opportunity to fund your existence so that you can be thinking about your idea and continuing to build on that.
Right.
Again, I think a lot of the success in starting a business comes from your personal network, your family, the people you know, the relationships you have. So if you're spending all your time working on your business and you're not developing that piece, you're technically it's sort of like a well of investment. It's like personal investment. You're drawing on it the whole time. You're not realizing you are to create this thing. And so if that side, that context, that personal piece isn't in place, then you're going to suck it dry. And at some point, if you're not feeding it, you won't really have the support you need to keep going.
That's great. So, I haven't heard that perspective on it. I like that.
So for me, it was, if the time's not right, I sort of had this quandary in 2014, early 2014 when I left MoxieOx. I sold my portion of the business and wasn't really sure what I was going to do next. Obviously, at that point, I was an entrepreneur, right? So I thought, well, obviously, I'm going to start the next thing. This is the things I hear, right? And people tell you this, oh, it's so great you have your own business and you're doing this stuff. And so I exited thinking, well, obviously I'm going to take, I took like a month and a half to just chill because it had been like 70 hour weeks for 3 years. And so I just took some time to chill, sat down with a good friend of mine, James Eldridge, and he was in the middle of starting a business of his own. And I was bouncing ideas off of him, said, you know, I could do this or I could do that. You know, he actually put me on the phone with his dad, who's a successful businessman. And, he said, it doesn't sound like you have a real strong case to be made for doing something right now. And I said,
that's not what you wanted to hear.
I said, that's fair. That's fair. And that's the value of surrounding yourself with people that don't agree with you.
Right.
I said, yeah, that's probably true. And I think I was still in the process of accepting that reality when I ran into Joe and Michael on the square one day. I was just checking out their space and Joe said, do you want a job? And I said, sure. And the rest is history for the last couple of years, or I guess almost 3 years now.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.